Hello and welcome to Funny Mummies, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian and writer, and I'm blessed with two lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, but also those that are aunties or friends, because let's be honest, we all need the help of our non-tired mates. Join us as we find the funny side of parenting, life, and being bloody great women.
Happy Mother's Day!
You're listening to the Funny Mummies for the Other Woman Show on Soho Radio.
On our way from Stockholm, it started to snow, and you said it was like Christmas, but you were wrong.
Just Like Christmas by Low there. Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Funny Mummies for the Other Woman Show. I'm Hattie Ashdown. Welcome and thank you for joining us, the show that promises to be your friendly parent chum and not the one that judges you for eating Chris out of your child's buggy. Work has been pretty frustrating for me lately, losing lots of jobs and gigs because of my chesty cold, which has lasted for 3 weeks. Why they didn't want a woman who sounded like she smoked 50 fags a day as the voice of M&S, I don't know. It's not just fags, it's M&S fags. But trying to plough on and be positive, I'm such a trooper. On the upside, my oldest son did a five-star performance dressed in a tea towel, head to toe, or as his interpretation as the shepherd in his nativity. Or I think it was called Whoops-a-Daisy. Those that are regulars of the show, I want to say, touching wood, I think that's wood, that my older son, who we have lots of problems with over the last 3 years, and he's four, now seems to have turned a corner. But I'm hoping it's not that body snatchers thing. I do keep thinking somebody swapped my son in the night. So I'm just going to keep enjoying until they swap back. So, you know, it's yin and yang. I can't afford the expensive brand of tampons at the moment. But my son isn't a prick. So and told me the other day, Mummy, I love you so much. And best of all, he said, Mummy, you're so funny. He's starting to get all my like little voices and stuff. Like, he finds it funny. I'm like, yes. Maybe it's all just a ruse to get me on side, because if you're listening to us live, it's December 2019. It's nearly time for a certain bearded man to visit us. And I don't mean Matthew Kelly. That's the only comedy reference I have to a man with a beard. So as Christmas is almost upon us, it's parties. Get-togethers and the ding-dong of the new year often means having to do a do or going to Auntie Jones for a do. Maybe you say, sod it, I'm staying home. Personally, I bloody love a family do. Now life is very different with two children and being self-employed. There is no office party for me. Going around a family house or having everyone around mine is the only time I get to cut a rug in the living room. Or as my auntie Joyce used to do, she'd roll back the carpet and whack on Chaz and Dave. True. But as my extended family grow and bigger and further away, there's no big house big enough to hold us all. So I feel a little melancholy for those days with six people crammed onto a four-seater sofa and me sat on a jet chair for Christmas dinner. Let's see if my panel today feel the same. Okay, it's not just me rattling on, don't worry. First up, she's a regular listeners, the listeners 90s music dream girlfriend. She's a mysterious girl. Always ride on time. You can't just laugh in my own stupid way. You can't never get... You ain't never going to get it. She's founder and regular of Comedy Virgin. She's a mother to us all. Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
Say hello, Gemma.
Hello.
And we have a little bit of class today. It's her first... We have a theatre writer. And she's an award a nominee with her play Mudlarks. She's written drama for TV and radio. The play The Gift, which was on BBC Radio 4. With many works under her belt, not any has pelted her career as much as her one-woman show written for the very famous actress, Hattie Ashdown, me, called Chick Habit. It's my bloody best pal. It's Vicky Donoghue.
Hey. Hi.
And I'd like to just start by saying I looked at you've got to have a word with your agent, Vicky, because it says Chick Habit starring Vicky Donoghue. Doesn't say my name.
Oh, dear.
Well, I shall get on to it this afternoon.
That's it, Hattie.
That's it. Ow.
That's why. No, but that's why.
That's why
the phone's not ringing off
all this time.
She's been picking up all your bloody work.
Yeah, Ipswich Festival it was. And
I was in it. Can you imagine?
One minute, wait. Oh, that's a nice sound, isn't it?
Can of beer there.
I'm cracking open. I'd like to say it's beer, but it's ginger beer. Which I said, I thought it was quite a Christmassy party. Would you say, Vicky?
We never had ginger beer.
No.
I was a bit
I'm the
like,
only one that's...
Christmassy, is it? Yeah. Do you have it on special occasions?
That's exactly why. Why do you think that? Is it
not
it's special?
Me, but I feel like it was around, like my auntie who had like one of those half bars that looks like a, what do you call it? Like a tank, not a tank, like a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
But a half one, 70s looking one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'd go to the bar and she had little optrits on it and everything. But there would be cans of lemonade and ginger beer at the bottom.
Oh.
Just putting it out there. Well, welcome, ladies. Thank you for coming on Funny Mummies. Are we all right? How are we feeling about Christmas? If those are that are listening live, we're not far away. How many sleeps?
Oh, I don't.
Seven.
It's eight or seven.
Seven.
Seven. Is it?
Yep.
Don't.
We've lost the calendar count in our house because he's been ill, the biggest one. It's like, you know, the calendar's gone out the window a little bit. He can hardly pull his head off the pillow, let alone...
Open a door
on a calendar. Do you both do calendars for your kiddies?
Yeah, we just do chocolate one.
Yeah.
I haven't gone down the gift one yet.
Oh, what do you do, Vic?
Yeah, chocolate same. My mum was saying the other day that we would have one, because Alistair was asking if I had one when I was a kid.
Oh.
I said, yeah, we had one between the four of us. But it wasn't chocolate. It was just the ones where there's a picture. There was just a picture.
Yes.
Yeah, we
so
just
your thing
one, two, three,
was just
four.
To open it. I get to open it today. That was it.
That was it.
Oh,
that was the treat.
Hello.
I tried to explain that to Hux because he found one in my room. He went, "What's this?" I said, "What's this, Mummy?" And it's one that it's not the original. We had a really old one, but it's like one Mum replaced. That's so still quite old. And I got it in my bedroom. He went, "What's this?" You know, thing from the Ark. I said, "It's an advent calendar, but there's no chocolate in it." She's, "What?" And he tried to open it and find what. I said, "No." I said, "We were just happy in looking at what the picture was. It's a bell.
It's a Christmas pudding."
Simpler times. But yeah. I have to say, he's been really good about opening just one and enjoying the countdown. And because he's really into numbers and stuff. So
that's good. We're thinking of making a complaint to, can I say the company that's
made
my chocolate advent calendar? Dairy Milk. Everyone, we can't...
That's it. See the stocks and shares go down.
We can't work out what it is.
What?
So everyone she opens, she goes, she's like... Has it got a face? Is that hair?
Aww.
Hasn't
got the backing mould that gives any clue.
Yeah, but
that's no... The mould is no clue.
The mould is... You cannot work out what it is. And the picture doesn't correlate to whatever the mould is.
Oh, right.
It's completely gone a bit budget. I'd expect more. Especially when you're just giving them just one chocolate. She hasn't got a gift one.
No.
I'm feeling a bit let down.
Dairy Milk?
By Dairy Milk.
We're going
to need to up the game.
Yeah, you might get a load free now.
Yeah.
Send them Soho Radio and pass them on. So we don't really want them in the new year. Just send night chocolate. That'd be nice. Now we got M&S one.
Oh.
It's been quite good. Yeah. But a friend gave it to him because I had a moment of like, you know, when you just have those days. Or they don't come very often, of wholesomeness, where I was like trying to support my local shops, and this is like haberdashery shop, and I went in there and she totally won me over because it's like something from the 1950s in there, but like proper, it's not like vintage or ironic, they are
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They sell fabric.
They've
and
probably been there since
needles and cotton.
Yeah. There are women with ovals on. And she sold me this fabric calendar
that you
sew up the pockets. Of course, I didn't get round to sewing up the pockets. And then you put your own thing in.
So I've got one like that as well, which I've had to fill myself.
Have you?
Yeah.
With what?
Every year I get from Tesco's chocolate Brussels sprouts.
So I pop them
in because they're hilarious.
Yeah, sure.
And then every like 5 days you get a treat and there'll be a chocolate reindeer.
Oh.
And then I've got two chocolate Santas on the 24th. See, that's for me, really, because I enjoy filling it up.
Yeah.
That
is nice. That's nice.
My daughter does keep forgetting to go and look at it, so it's not. It's all been about the Dairy Milk one this year.
Oh.
Mm. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, you meant to sew it up, but like I asked my sister to do it, and then she was like, "I'm sorry, I'm not gonna have time to do it." And then she gave me her little mini machine, like a sewing machine. And then we just haven't had time, so I'll try again next year. But it's what it's all about, isn't it? Really, the Christmas and what. Festive season. It's the lead up, I think. Do we both love Christmas? Are we Christmas lovers?
Absolutely. I am.
I know you are for sure.
Yeah.
Gemma.
Yeah, I am now. Now I am. Yeah. Now that I've got a kid, it's just that magic again, isn't it? And they did,
really?
You know, because there's just been a big gap since I was a child. Not that it's been horrible, just where it's just like, oh, you know, it's just, whatever. Whereas now it is just that magic. It is a very magical time.
I think it's
I love it.
Different time. I do sort of miss not getting as many presents. You know, because that thing starts, oh, we won't do presents for you, just for the kids. And I'm like, oh, that's because that started now.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, really? Can't we
My
just...
family haven't gone down that road yet. So I can see it coming, though.
I can understand. Yeah. I'm like, actually, they get a lot. Can't we
You've
just
You've got
do
quite
us?
A large family, though. I've got quite a small family.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No,
yeah, it's not just my problem. But we stopped doing presents for each other. I don't mind that because we sort of tried to do things
stuff
together.
Yeah, do things. Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously, you know,
that seems to be the trend this year for presents. Kind of giving gifts of
what they call it,
occasions.
An occasion.
Well, experience.
An experience.
Yeah, yeah. An experience. My mum and my two sister-in-laws, who we never socialise, we never go and. We'd never go out for the day. My sister-in-law suggested it, a gin afternoon tea, just
lovely.
Around the corner from here. So we went and did that in November. And now we're not buying each other presents.
Yeah.
Because that was that. Although, you know, I was saying I've bought my sister-in-law a present.
You forgot?
Yeah. But, it was really nice. It was really nice to kind of do that.
Aww.
So, I think that's a way forward, I think. Especially because when you've known family members for so long... It's so hard to buy for them, I think.
It is, and also, like, people, you know, we're adults and people have got... The way that I always see it, and this is me being a bit of a downer on grown-ups and presents and stuff, but, you know, we've got our own money.
Yeah.
If I want that jumper, I'll go and get that jumper, you know.
Yeah.
And so that experience bit is much... Yeah. I just think it's much... Because you can't...
Yeah.
No, it's lovely.
Know, I can't, it's
really Although nice. Sometimes you just... Some people can't treat themselves, can they?
Yeah.
They sort of find it hard to treat themselves. I really want cordless Hoover. That is honestly what I really want.
That's...
Have you got it on the list?
I have got it on the list.
I it was on my list a couple of years ago. It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah, I bought one.
But my husband has asked on his list. He's got some really practical things, and I got one of them. I feel really guilty getting it because I'm like, well, this sort of benefits me as well.
Yeah.
But I thought he wants it, and I was like, yeah.
It's being grown ups, isn't it?
Boo.
Grown ups.
So. Going on to the bit of a do we like going to other people's houses for a bit of a do over whether it's Christmas, New Year, or just in our whole festive season, or do you prefer people coming to you hosting? What do we think?
I've always gone to other people's houses for Christmas Day as an adult.
Mm.
And
as a child, you were hosting.
As a child, I was the host.
10-year-old.
My roast potatoes were legendary.
Helicopter kitchen.
Cold beans and jelly from Christmas dinner.
But I'm having it in my house for the first year.
Ooh. So are we. Oh, we haven't even had this discussion yet.
No, yeah.
And he spat me ginger beer.
You did.
Oh, how come?
Well, we alternate families. So my family was last year.
You've got in-laws.
So I'm just got my in-laws coming, which actually, through people getting old and passing away, it's just really just Margaret.
Yeah.
Which is nanny. So and my children just adore Nanny. So
she's a great nanny.
It'll be a really quiet Christmas, and I'm not over, because it's just her and possibly my sister-in-law as well. It will be a very small meal. It'll be fine. I'm just really, really looking forward to just standing in my pyjamas a little bit later than I... Because normally you have to get in the car and get over to put something nice on. Like, just to... Just
she's
to
had an extension done, so she's got all the room.
Oh, my God. I'm having... Yes. She's got window. So excited. Yes. So
she's
excited.
She's got to show it all off.
And I'm going to have a blinking...
drink.
I'm going to have a... What's the champagne orange called? But I'm going to have a Bucks Fizz.
There we are. Push the
What's
boat
champagne
out.
Champagne and orange called? yeah.
So, does that mean... Which perfect... Sorry, Gemma, you answer host, and then we'll get on to the next question.
Oh, I've never hosted.
Don't want to.
Don't want to. No, not really.
Wouldn't like it. I'd rather go around and make a mess their house.
That's number one, is making a mess, and the second thing is then just being able to leave when you want to. It's all right. I just want to go and sit in front of the TV. My mother, she works really hard for the day, and then at about 7 o'clock, she's just like, right. Leave me alone, and she will sit and she will watch TV till the 2nd of January. Like, she will not move. And she's just like, bring me more roses. just feed her roses. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I much prefer.
Do you know what I really hate, though? When you've been to... I do love going to other people's for Christmas Day and always done it. But I really... I can't really describe the feeling of it. But when you come back home... You know, about 8 or 9, and the house is really cold, and you've got to take.
And there's no left. Then there's no leftovers either.
There's nothing.
That's
true. There's
nothing. And you think about that leftover. I don't know, pig in a blanket or something. I don't eat pig in blankets, so I'm vegetarian. But I just thought I'd say that. Probably can get veggie versions.
I think they might be this year.
And you think, oh, I could eat that now in a sandwich.
Yeah. But it's also, you've got to get the house all Christmassy and. I don't know. This year, that's not going to happen. It's just going to roll into the evening.
Yeah.
I'm quite looking forward to it.
Great. Oh, that's nice. Mm.
So does that mean then, because I was going to say, obviously now, you know, I think we're all very similar, that we've all had kids for, your oldest is 5. I was going to look like a bad auntie then. And we're both four-year-old, so about the same. So things that have changed now, certain traditions that you had as a child... Christmas, have you carried any of them on, or
not really. I don't know if we have a really big traditional family, except that my mum will cook the dinner. My mum can't cook, like, she's not a good cook. It's a bit of a sort of joke among my friends. They'll say, oh, how bad was it this year, you know, and it just because there was a period where it was just getting worse and worse every single year. And we'd sort of sit there around the table just going, oh, God, what's it going to be like this year?
Overcooks it or burns it?
Oh, just overcooked, and just, you know, the plates are cold, the drinks are hot. she'll bring the meat, and then maybe 20 minutes later some veg might come along, and and also she just goes overboard. She'll watch a programme, Nigella, and it's like, oh, it's red currants this year, and we've got to go around to every single shop, and she will buy every single red currant in the whole of South London, and
so
just put it on everything. So the tradition really is my mum just hitting it wrong every year. But it's part of the fun.
It's a hard old one. I mean, I've never done it. I've done a roast, and it's a hard old one to get. But that's always only been for, like, say, maybe at the most.
It's really hard.
Two other people. Yeah. So three altogether. And it must be a hard old one to keep everything warm, unless you've got a hostess trolley.
I'll tell you what, we...
Which we had one of them.
Yeah, me too. My mum and dad have. It's a brown 70s looking one. Yeah. Chuck it in the back of the car. Couldn't I? Because it's our first one, we have had to have a little think about what our tradition is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you want to start one up?
Vis-a-vis, how you serve your roast dinner. So, Donoghue, we bring everything out in dishes. Put it in the hostess trolley. Some bits get put on the table. And it's carnage. My sister-in-law's found that very difficult when they first came to our gatherings, because there's hands and things going everywhere. I'm used to it. I'm like, chuck it up here. Da, 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 my in-laws, it's all served in the kitchen privately.
Privately.
What are they doing?
Away from those
eyes. Yeah. And you sit at your place, and your meal arrives already served for you.
Presumptuous, isn't it?
They decide how many potatoes I'm going to have.
oh!
So yeah, I've said, okay, what are we doing? Mm. And so we're still having a little bit of a discussion.
You're having a bit of a discussion.
Yeah. I'll look forward to find out how that turns out, actually.
If this is your first time listening to the Funny Mummy podcast, this is the kind of highbrow, hard-hitting...
We got 6 minutes out of advent calendar.
Parenting we like to talk about. It's important things that I listened to the last show, and I have to say, listeners, I had to edit some stuff out because I literally forgot I was recording, and there was a few things that were a bit like, my husband will divorce me if he hears that, and I do just forget myself. So, but that's the first time I've had to delete.
What about you, Hattie? So what are you going to try, a tradition?
Yeah, so we've decided to host because, we haven't got an extension. We've got the smallest house in the whole family, but because... You know,
there's a lot of love in that house, Hattie. There's a lot of love.
Oh, thanks, Jem. But it's because, like, last year Hux was really ill on Christmas Day, and it was like you say, you have to honk everyone over there, and I just suddenly had this epiphany, and I thought, with the babies at that age where he's crawling, not crawling, walking and climbing absolutely everywhere, it's ridiculous. You'll find him hanging off a chandelier. And so we got stair gates everywhere. It's like the Grand National, you know, climbing over them. So I said, and my sister's got a 3-story house, darling. So you just constantly run, all right, let's do it. Yeah, and my sister, I thought, I'll just see how it goes. She was over the moon.
She went, was she?
I've cooked Christmas dinner for about 15 years or something like that. She's can't bloody wait.
Aww.
So I won't be cooking. Alex... we'll be cooking, because I think I'm a little bit like your mum. Not a great cook.
But also you'll be the most fabulous host.
But I said I'm the decorator and the host, so I would decorate the table. And I will be doing bits, I'm sure, chopping something, sous chef or whatever they call it.
So are you going to go turkey?
I think he's getting turkey. I don't eat meat, so he's getting some kind of bloody carcass for the table for those meat eaters. And I will get some kind of like veggie Wellington or something.
Oh, okay, what's that entail?
Like a pastry.
Okay.
Me and my sister, because she's veggie as well, we both love some kind of pastry thing on our rose. So it's like pastry, and it's got like a stuffing thing in it, isn't it? Like I said, as a sausage meat.
Yeah, lovely, delicious.
I can't believe how wholesome this is today.
And what when you going turkey?
No, we're all veggie in our house.
Oh, apart from Margaret as well.
Apart from my mother-in-law, so I've encouraged her.
She's just tough.
Oh yeah,
she's not going to buy her a tiny little leg.
She would quietly have a bit of corn, but no, I'd know she'd be thinking.
She'd be thinking,
this isn't Christmas.
So you're going to buy her a tiny little turkey?
I've said to her, bring whatever you want to bring. She only lives 3 doors down, so she could actually even cook it. But I've said, no, I want you to cook it here. So she said she doesn't like turkey, so she's going to bring a little bit of chicken. Something. I said, have whatever you want.
Yeah.
So yeah, there'll be a little bit of meat there, but I want that. I want her to have. You should have whatever you want. So yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a bit cramped, and we're doing all the classic, like, can you bring some deck chairs? Because we haven't got enough chairs. We've got a new table. It's a second-hand table, but you know, new to us, and it's a bit bigger and a bit more stable. So yeah, I think Alex is quite looking forward to it. He's like, he's done a spreadsheet and everything.
Of course. You have to have a spreadsheet.
Is that what guys do? I feel like that's a guy thing.
Don't know what you're laughing at.
I think...
Spreadsheet
misses over.
I was going to say, I think that might just be an Alex thing.
Oh, really?
There ain't no spreadsheets going on in my house.
Like, the timings for when to buy stuff what to do. And then, yeah. And then...
Well, I watched Jamie the other night. I don't know if it was an old one, but it was just like, what it was called. It was like Piece of Piss Christmas or whatever it was called.
International listeners, she's talking about Jamie Oliver.
And it was just like bosh, 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 just do this the day before, blah, blah, blah. And then you sort of start thinking, yeah, I could do this. But no. He
has never been down Asda Tilbury, where you've had to trolley bash your way down.
Exactly.
And Niles.
So he serves up this dinner, and he says, you know, the last line is, you know, have a Merry Christmas, but make sure you get your timings right. And you go, hang on a minute. Hang on.
That's a bit we need to know.
Exactly.
But he doesn't know, because he's never trolley bashed.
No. I doubt he's ever cooked a Christmas dinner in his life, frankly.
I feel like we should...
He's a fluffer, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think let's not talk about him.
Oh, hello.
Isn't he off the blue side, isn't he? Let's not talk politics.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm still recovering. I shall be for another 5 years.
You've got 5 years to get over it, haven't you?
On that note, I think we should have a bit of a woo-hoo-hoo, Gemma. Do you want to say your introduce your track?
Yep. I think this just creeps outside the 90s.
Does
it? That's okay.
Oh, controversial.
I know. Gemma always picks the 90s, so that's her thing now.
I believe...
When we're really famous, there'll be like T-shirts made up with just say, Gemma from the 90s.
Yes. It's just a great track. I think it was a bit naff at the time. But yeah, I think it's quite cool now. I think it's been on an advert. Oh.
Did it come out at Christmas time? Was it?
I mean, do you want me to connect it to Christmas?
No.
I don't want to. I might have listened to it at Christmas.
That sort of reminds me, again, of dancing around the living room.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law used to play it. And like,
I'm very intrigued.
Because it's like a club track. It's just like, you know, you're in the living room. Yeah. Right, introduce.
It is Black Box, Ride on Time.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Funny Mummies for Soho Radio. For the other woman. To the Funny Mummies on Soho Radio with me, Hattie Ashdown, Vicky Donoghue, and Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
Hello. And that song, just to give you a sort of visual, it was all taking us on a waltzer. We were all imagining.
Billericay Funfair.
Billericay, or wherever you imagine those lovely sort of suburban funfairs. And I was telling the girls how I was on a waltzer once. I think I must have been about 13? I was on a waltzer.
Why am I doing it?
We're all grinding in our seat here. I'm on a waltzer, spin around, and then there's always some lad jumps on.
With no top on.
With no top on, who spins it around with the classic scream if you want to go faster. But he jumped on and went, oi, if I give you 50p, will you go at me? And ladies and gentlemen, we are married today with two beautiful children.
Oh, if only that was...
Oh,
Alan, his name was.
Alan.
I even remember his name.
Oh, my God.
Why aren't babies called Alan anymore?
You do know it.
My partner wanted to bring back Gary because that's
Gary.
Extinct.
Yes, yeah. Because it's extinct. Yeah. He did seriously want to call Stanley.
He was pushing hard for it.
He wasn't.
Gary.
I don't know Gary. One Alan. Do you know any Alans?
Alan must be on the extinct list.
It must be. Alan, if you're listening, get in touch.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Alan Carr?
Alan from Swanley, was he?
I don't think of... Who?
Was he from Swanley, did you say? Alan?
I know an Alan from Swanley, yeah.
Well, the waltzer guy was Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was waltzer. But there is another Alan I know, but from old. Mm.
Call in with your Alans.
God, what the hell are we doing? Because he came out gay, but that was all a bit controversial. Anyway, so I thought...
Oh, not Big Gay Alan.
Big Gay Alan. talking to which, there's the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special. Are we looking forward to that?
I didn't really watch it.
I've
dipped in and out of
Vicky,
it. I know. I love it. And I'll have to try and catch up with it one day, but yeah.
I would happily...
That really surprised me. Mm. I'm stereotyping because you're from Essex.
I know.
I would happily watch Ruth.
Paint dry.
Ruth Jones?
Yeah. Ruth Jones.
I would happily watch her forever.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that.
That's your final comment.
Yeah.
Well, our friend, Leela Boris. Was she Boris then? Pope? She would have been Pope then. She was in Gavin and Stacey once.
Was she?
Yeah. They should be bringing her back in it. Just as like a friend to one of... Because Gareth, he's got all his mates, and he, and there's like Chinese Alan and all that, and she was one of his friends.
Oh.
Yeah, just staggers in with a can of beer.
Brilliant. You're friends with a lot of famous people, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I'm so rich. Not. That's the trouble. I sort of live a champagne lifestyle on pound stretcher
budget.
Budget. I haven't got the heart to tell them. Anyway, so I thought this next bit, because what we're going to do after our next song is we'll do like a little bit of a reflection, because this is our 12th episode of Funny Mummies. And for some of you that might have just joined us, then this will be like a little good, like, you know, reminder to go back and listen to some others. So we're going to sort of like reflect back at some of the past episodes. That sounds boring, but it will be fun, I promise you. But I thought we'd look at kind of like, maybe like, what's your idea of hell at Christmas? And maybe, because we all seem quite loving people of Christmas. Anyway, anyone that might be, any tips we've got for anyone dreading Christmas? Because I have had that before. I love Christmas. I'm like, I am a bit like Elf. You know, I love Christmas, but I have had those Christmases in the past that I've dreaded. And so I just thought if we can throw
I think this is easier said than done. However, there seems to have been, I think, over the last 12 months, couple of years, that I've seen on the internet, on social media, this idea that don't force yourself into a situation that you're not comfortable with, yeah, or that's a toxic situation. Yeah. So if your family, if you don't get on with your family,
yes,
then stay away. Like, no one is, you know, like,
really?
just make the choice and say, okay, actually, I'm not going to put myself in that toxic situation, and I'm going to do something else. Again, easier said than done.
I know.
You know, but I think that actually there is that pressure to that you must be with family and you must. And it's just, why must you?
If it's not good family, for you. Christmas for family, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That's what
you
but hear. Actually, if your family are a bunch of arseholes,
yeah,
and that they're not good for you, then you can stay away. And I think that's okay. Find some like-minded people and go and do something else.
I agree. What about you, Vicky? Do you think...
No, I totally agree. I feel very fortunate that I've ever wanted to spend it with my family and sort of had the row with the partner about whose family we're going to go to and that being my biggest stress, you know, to not really quite know where to go on Christmas must be...
Because a lot of people go, oh, yeah, but it's just... Oh, just suffer it. It's just one day.
Yeah, no, but you're right. Why should you...
But then you can... If you end up dreading it, and for me anyway, the day doesn't. I think I have been that person. I think I've gone, oh, it's just one day, because for me it's the lead up anyway.
Yeah.
Like all the things you do lead up. Go and see Christmas film tonight with friends. Yeah. Me and Gemma are going to see a show on Saturday. That's a new tradition we could start, Gemma. She's like, no.
Well, obviously
one time only.
Well, it was quite difficult to.
Wasn't
sort
it?
Sort it out, you know.
I think we have
it's
to start,
bloody expensive, Vicky.
We have to start arranging for next Christmas in January.
Yeah.
We were trying to find a kids show that we could take both our boys, because I don't get to do much with the oldest. And it's nice, isn't it? Just
yeah,
to do
totally.
One with something with one child, particularly the oldest.
So what are you going to see?
It's not a Christmassy show particularly, but it's at the South Bank, which is very Christmassy. Black Beauty.
Ah.
Sage adaptation, which looks like a bit of a pantomime horse, as Gemma pointed out.
I mean, I was expecting war horse,
war
you know, horse. Just these beautiful puppets. No, it's
a couple of geese, basically.
Yeah.
Oh no!
But you said 5 stars, Guardian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. The other thing I'd love to say about it is about money as well, and you know me, I'm about money. Is people getting themselves into debt to try and make a wonderful Christmas and
yeah.
You know, easy for me to say, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not in dire financial situation, but it's just like, you know what, just it's not worth then spending the next 9 months paying off credit cards because you're trying to make this amazing Christmas.
This little voice like, goes, oh, but if I get that, they'll just really love it. And then they open it and they kind of go, oh, thanks. Oh God, why did I spend so much money?
I saw a really lovely post again on social media, which was from a teacher, which said that I want parents to know that when the kids come back after Christmas, they don't talk about what they got and how much money was spent on them and all this. They talk about the time spent with the people that they loved and the fun.
Oh, Vicky's
going. She's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone. Let's go.
Hasn't left the building.
Let's go to Wham last Christmas.
Yeah,
but. But you know, and it's and there you go, you know. So and I've back to the spending money thing, my younger sister, she's become a mum for the first time, and so the kid's going to be 8-9 weeks.
Mm.
We've got him this, we've got him that, we've got him this, and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, he doesn't need anything.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah. I mean, even Buster, who's 17 months, he won't know if he's not got anything.
Alistair was 3 when he first... A
proper present.
Well, no, he realised that Father Christmas was a thing.
Oh, right.
Before that, we go, look, Father Christmas has been. He's like, well, I don't know.
Well, exactly.
So you've got 2-3 years.
Well, I hold my hand up and say that we have got a lot of presents secondhand. Because I love it. And my mum, the thing is, it is like, let me history repeat itself. My mum used to do it. And I always said, when I get older, I want to be able to have new toys for my children. But then the fact is now it's upcycle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff is in such good condition.
It is, yeah.
And
yeah.
It sort of makes you feel good about yourself because you think, well, I haven't spent loads of money and that's getting reused. And particularly, as I say, for the baby, because it's like, well, I don't really know, you know, I don't want to spend a lot on him because he doesn't really know what's going on. It is more for his older brother to see.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's got presents, otherwise he'd be like,
well, no, same.
Present? Are you going to not to go... Go we, too mad for
yeah school. We've got definitely got him less than the lady
the lady house.
But he's quite aware. We've gone to see Father Christmas and he bowled right up to him and said, I want a lightsaber, and has gone up to every Father Christmas since and said the same, so he knows very clearly what he
and
wants.
He's only two
and
a bit
3 months or 2 months.
Alistair asked for a lightsaber, so I'm taking him at his word. And I'm just getting him something to put over
my
lights.
God, I love it.
Yeah, an eco bulb or something.
There you go, that's your lightsaber.
See, Hux is at that age, we can get him stuff like he's quite into torches. So, as you know, when your son came round, they had great laughs just shining in the torch.
Just in each other's eyes. It's just...
In each other's eyes.
But it goes to show,
and
doesn't
bums.
It?
They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
either.
Of course they do. Come on.
Brilliant.
So, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, that's our thing, is try not to just like do the last minute. Someone said to me the other day, I just don't know what to get my family. I'm just going to get like last minute crap. And it's like, try not to. Because it's just, I've tried to buy second hand. I've tried to go to charity shop. I've tried to buy local and all that. But there will be a few high streety stuff. But I've tried not to get too many.
Plastic tut.
Too much packaged, like loads of packages and then just one soap in there type thing. You know the sort. But I said to my sister, because I said this is to wet traditions, I set a new rule. I said, right, this year can we do lists for each other? And I know some people think lists aren't very exciting.
Oh no, my sister-in-law's love lists,
but I think it's good. You don't like, and I said we set the option, you don't have to get the person stuff off that list, but there's an option there. I said, or if you don't want to get stuff off the list, you have to get it second hand. And my sister was like, all right. And then she was going through her list and she went, I want hand towels, but don't get that from second hand.
Hand towels. Excellent.
Got more worried.
She wanted hand towels. That's like a wedding list thing, isn't it? Wow, what else is on there? Tea maker?
That was the only other things, with like earrings and stuff and mugs and... But my sister, you know, she's got everything she needs. She's just like now trying to kit out their, they've got a camper van.
Right.
They've become, that's their life. They love it. But I really just want to get her a pair of knickers and say, got them from the charity shop. Just to like wind her up.
Do it.
Right. Vicky, I should have said, given you a choice I did give you a choice. I mean, I could try and Google quickly.
No, you choose.
Something
with, I wanted, the one choice that I asked was just a bit of I'm in a dancing mood.
Oh, got none of that.
That's what she wanted, but what we're actually going to have.
That's what she wanted.
That's nice to
know
that.
This is two men, which I'm breaking my rules, but I just thought.
It's Christmas.
And one of them's dead. So, you know, God bless him. And this is, Christmas is for me.
Is it?
As a child, and it is a bit of Chaz and Dave.
Yes!
Oh. Ain't no pleasing you.
Woohoo!
You're listening to the Funny Mummies. Hello, Radio. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that, people, and I hope Ruth Barnes, who runs the Other Woman show, won't sack me now for playing men. But there you go. I think Jazz and Dave are allowed. You're listening to The Funny Mummies on Soho Radio. Hattie Ashdown, that's me. Gemma Beagley, that's
me.
Vicky Donoghue,
that's me.
And so we haven't got much longer now. So what we thought we'd do as a little reflection on the end of the year, not the decade, because I haven't been doing this podcast for a decade. I've been doing it for just under a year, I think. This actual podcast, it was in another form before, but that's admin. So what I'm going to ask you girl to do is pick a number and then we'll say the show title and what went on in that show and where we are now with things maybe that we talked about in that show. So Vicky, do you want to go first?
Can I have a number two, please, Bob?
Number two was tantrums and tequilas.
Oh.
I mean, if I remember rightly, this was way back. There wasn't really any tequilas. I think we just thought it rhymes. Got to,
maybe but you do need them to get through
it. Tantrums. Yeah. And this was with Taylor Glenn, famous from Drunk Women Solving Crime podcast, which I went to see live the other night.
Oh, wow.
And we had a clinical psychologist, Jem Wheels, on the show as well. So yeah, this was a weird show because it was the second one, so I'm still sort of finding my feet as I am now, really. But it sort of got quite serious at times because it's tantrums is such an emotive topic, I think, that it was like it's not really something you can laugh about. And obviously we had Jen on, who was great, but you know, we did actually sometimes I felt a bit selfish. I was just getting good advice off her and stuff. Yeah, and I'm pleased to say that, as I said at the top of the show, and Taylor, who's got a girl, God, I sound like Kent then, she went through, same as me, like lots of tantrums. Her little girl's older than mine, but I know she's coming out of the other side now, and I touch wood, I think we are as well. Now, I have used some of the things that she talked about. I went to a thing called Purple Parenting. I did a few workshops. I'll have a workshop, especially if they've got a free creche. and I have followed a lot of the things, but then I just don't know whether we've just matured.
Yeah. Probably. When, I reckon a bit of both.
You just never know.
No.
So, if you want tips, you've got to go back and listen to that,
okay.
Vicky.
Will do.
But
I've just started.
One that's, it's not a massive thing, but I feel like it really helped, Hux, was like when I just couldn't, I think one of the things he's got better is because his speaking has got better. And one of the things that I think really helped him was when he's like losing his shit and you can't understand what he wants. If you're really tired and stuff, you lose your shit yourself and you're going, Hux, like, you know, like, What? I don't understand what you want. And you're shouting. So obviously, number one, try not to shout. As much as it feels like tapping your head and rubbing your tummy, try not to shout if you go quiet. And that's really helped. And it helped me as well because, like, my anxiety was, like, through the roof. And also just go, rather than saying, I don't understand, you go, I know it's frustrating, changing your language. And that really helped, just saying that. I know it's frustrating. Let's try and work out. That really helped. I just sort of taken him away from the scene, change of scenery sort of thing. You know, sort of help. Anyway,
very good. Thank you.
It's all right. Listen to the episode, you'll get much more. Gemma, do you want to pick a number?
Seven.
Oh, this was Party Hard. So quite relevant to today's episode, really, because this was with Kelly Ford, our very own Kelly Ford from Soho Radio, Book of Mum, and Caroline Hardy. And basically, we sort of talked about partying now, as opposed, you know, now we've got kids and how different it is, I guess. But it was a good one. It was a funny one. I'm just trying to remind myself of it a little bit. Where are we from? Yeah, I mean, they were both quite... I think Kelly's quite good at, like, still, you know, living the party, you know. But I sort of was saying, if I can remember, that I can't be bothered now. I mean, having a few drinks in the afternoon is my party. Like, my husband went out to a Christmas party last night. He got home at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
And I just can't do it.
No.
And I could do it maybe, but I just would be thinking about getting up and coping with the children too much.
I can't.
Maybe if I
went. I know my time will come again.
Yeah.
That's how I keep thinking
about it. Like my sister in a camper van.
Yes. It's, but it's just not now. Yeah. It's just not now. And that's okay. I'm all right with that.
But some people can do it, can't they?
I know.
So that was that one. Vicky, you want to pick another one?
Number five.
No, I'm not going to be able to find it. I can't find number five, too. Oh, that's weird. Why can't I find it? You're going to have to pick another one.
Number eight.
Oh, I'm going to say I can't pick that now. Oh, I am what I am.
Oh.
So, no, don't start playing. Now, I can't even remember what this was.
That was Cariad.
Cariad.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was we were talking about identity, weren't we?
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
About keeping your identity.
Or changing it. Changing it once you become a mum. And trying to get over that, really, and navigate.
Oh, I should definitely check that one out. Sounds really interesting.
So talk about keeping that sense of self in the bonkerness of being a parent. Everything changes from where you live, work, and hang out. It's baby identity theft. I learned loads from Cariad was really good.
Cariad was very good, yeah.
For tips. Yeah. I wasn't like, come on and give tips for like keeping yourself, but she just had a load of things.
She had loads of stuff,
in her back pocket.
Yeah. She's about to become a mum again, right, isn't she?
Yes. And I said to her, was you secretly pregnant when you came on that show? She was like, maybe, but even I didn't know. I don't think so. But
she spoke about the two-year thing, didn't she? It seemed to take about 2 years to kind of come out of the newborn.
The fog,
yeah.
Yeah. That's when people start thinking, oh, maybe I'll have
another one. Oh. And she's, funny enough, she said that, I think. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Crazy fools.
Oh, I'm so glad I've shut up shop. So glad. This time of year, like, because I've been pregnant twice this time of year, so it sort of makes me think of being
you
pregnant.
You can have your Baileys.
I'm like, yes, have
I was thinking you.
And I'm not feeling nauseous. Well, I have been, but that's been a bug. I hope. Oh, God.
Oh, I don't.
That literally would be the worst thing. No, I'm on it for a baby. We'd have to leave at the Salvation Army. That was a good one.
Cool.
Definitely listen to that one. And I remember we were saying, like, doing things for yourself, which doesn't necessarily mean you've got to go to the spa
That's what we spoke about. You're right, yeah.
So things that make you feel a bit fulfilled. So,
listening to music from your youth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were also talking about litter picking.
Oh, I picked, my litter picking. Oh. My thing that I do for the community. Yeah.
Do it with other people or just on your own?
Just me. Just me and my podcast in my ears. Yeah.
Oh.
She's had people shout at her abuse.
Yeah.
Or people go, well done you! Yeah. Go you!
Or someone said to me, are you okay? I said,
you're right. You okay, hun?
I said, you know, someone from the council will do that. So they're not, are they? They're not. So that's why I'm doing it. Yeah, anyway, you know my name.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a grabber.
She's got a grabber. Oh my God, she's got a professional grabber.
Yeah. I've
just about to ask that. Have you got a high vis?
Oh,
maybe if you had a little
me.
High vis with your name on and what you're doing on the back, you wouldn't get funny comments.
Are you okay? Do you need some help?
You okay, hun?
Yeah, if we get sponsored, we could have funny mummies on the back. You're advertising it as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Got to sort that out. We've got to wrap it up, kids. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's been so fun.
Yeah, thank you.
I've had such a great time. I've got to change my tenor lady. I didn't get a chance to let you do your promotion thing. So just follow these ladies on Instagram. Vicky's currently finished recording something for BBC.
10-part podcast drama.
Hello.
Going out in March.
We are going to have a live podcast in March. But I'll tell you more about that in January. Thanks very much and take care of yourself.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you for downloading and listening to The Funny Mummies. We love what we do. I love what I do. And basically, we have a lot of guests on that are all working mummies. And we would really love to be able to pay for the childcare and things like that. And maybe even treat them to a coffee. So if you can subscribe, share, rate, then we'll be one step closer to that dream happening. And they don't have to have and microwave tea. You've been listening to Funny Mummies. Please tell your friends. Bye.
You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast with me, Hattie Ashdown, in association with Screaming With Laughter for the Other Woman radio show on Soho Radio. Thanks to all my guests and panel today, and edited and produced by Charlotte Kingston. We'll be back every month for another dose of Mum and Tonic.
Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day!